Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, 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 Yisrael. Hallelujah. It's kind of a little patchy tonight. Blog Talk, again, has me no audio, so I'm kind of have to watch countdowns. I have no actual person, whatever they have up there, but that Blog Talk's having a little bit of technical difficulties again. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, bless you all this evening. This is Teacher Shane, Brother Shane, here tonight on this edition of Blog Talk Radio, here hosting again tonight. Praise Yah. Looks like we've got a good audio signal going tonight. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Here we are. Well, not we, but here they are. On the eve of their Saturnalia, everybody's getting ready to have a Merry Christmas. Ah, mercy. Ah, praise Yah. Praise Yah. I thank Yah for a new mind, new heart, new life, new outlook on everything. Very grateful for His grace and His mercy. Very thankful for His word. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I pray all is well with my brothers and sisters, all that are listening here tonight, friend or foe, whoever you may be. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I hope everyone, again, received from the word of Yah from Shabbat yesterday. Another good word, another good beseeching of the Most High, trying to get His people, His children, their minds really honed in on His purpose and His pleasure. I thank Yah for that. I know we all thank Yah for that. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Another beautiful thing was Brother Eddie's testimony on Blog Talk Evening with Pastor Dow. Very good, very edifying. What a testimony, huh? What a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I pray, you know, Brother Eddie's faith, you know, continues to grow, that he fights a good fight, that he will keep going to the end until the time that he must depart from this temporal realm. And we thank Yah for our brother. Thank Yah for his heart. Thank Yah for his healing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Well, saints of the Most High, Yah, we've been in a study quite a few years here now in the book of Hebrews, and tonight we will continue on in this study. Again, my heart's desire, and I believe it's Yah's desire too, is to, again, be able to impart some wisdom, knowledge, understanding, edification to my brothers and sisters, as Yah has called me and to this administration to perform, you know, to be of service to my brothers and sisters, as we're all ministers one to another. And all we can say, you know, we thank Yah for that. Without Him, we can do nothing. Of a truth, we can do nothing. Well, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we last left off, we were in Hebrews chapter 10. We're almost halfway through. I thank the Most High Yah for this journey through this epistle, this letter written to the Hebrews. And I thank Yah that He's making a difference, making a wonderful difference between us and them. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let us begin brothers and sisters tonight. I'm going to kind of go over a little bit what we went over last time, and then when I ministered on the veil, talk about that a little bit more. But we're going to pick up in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Eddie has a strong love for our Father, and that's good. I pray that that love will deepen. I pray that that love will deepen with each and every one of us. You know, it's a love that we really, in essence, in ourselves, we really can't conjure it up, if I can use the word, or we can't fabricate it up. We can't, you know, manufacture this in ourselves. Even, you know, as we're in this walk and in this talk, this thing called love, for Yah is love, it's something that He is instilling in us. I'm going to learn a little bit of that tonight as saints of the Most High Yah, as Pastor was, you know, by the Spirit, certain intervals, certain, you know, aspects of His preaching and teaching, you know, was trying to get our conscience, that word conscience again, you know, come up. Trying, you know, to get us into a true identity of who we are and who we serve. You know, some may ask, why call yourself Hebrew Israelite? You know, what's so special about, you know, an Israelite? It's, you know, it's more than a title. It's more than just two words put together. You know, it's not like a little sew-on patch that you put on, or you peel the back off a sticker and slap it on. No. This is something, you know, even in the book of Hebrews, as we've been learning, this is something that is happening in the inner parts of our being, in the inner man. We've got a lot of people out there professing to be Hebrews, but you know, as I have tried, you know, to bring forth many times, pastors trying to bring forth, you know, how we see that these people, they only have a, what you call an outward testimony, an external witness, you know, and it's really, in essence, you know, if we look at it on that terms, it really does not have no substance. Really, it does not have no depth and no length and no width and no height. And it's really something that is in and of itself is almost like it has a void. You know, I've times listened to, you know, pieces and excerpts from these other camps, you know, and really, for the most part, there is no life-giving. There's no edification. There is nothing there that's really being communicated or exchanged. But let us look, you know, as we travel again in the book of Hebrews, this letter written to us, the children that have been given to Yeshua. Let us look a little bit more in this word. Let's go on this little journey just a little bit farther tonight, as we've been journeying in this book for quite a while on, you know, the teacher's segment of Blog Talk. And I pray, you know, the support for the brothers segment of the Blog Talks would actually increase. You know, I look at, you know, a lot of the statistics, and of all the Blog Talks, it seems, you know, that the brothers' Blog Talks are the least listened to, and I don't know why. You know, we don't take calls. You know, we got two other Blog Talks, you know, that take callers, you know, and in essence, you know, that might have an entertainment value. When it comes to the, you know, the brothers' Blog Talks, it's pretty much the straight word, you know, straight, sometimes preaching, sometimes straight teaching, as we'll get into teaching tonight. And maybe a little preaching, maybe a few tangents. Don't know. We're just going to be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's, you know, that's always my prayer, to always be led by my Spirit, not by my flesh, not by my emotions, not by, you know, what's going on around me. But, you know, even as I minister to you, I'm being ministered to myself. So I listen. You know, you hear a pastor say he listens. He listens to the Spirit, what the Spirit is saying to the assembly. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So let us begin. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. It says, having therefore brethren. Notice that word, having therefore brethren. This is something that, you hear that word having. Having, you know, it is a possession. It is something, you know, that has been given to us, and now we hold this. This is part of us now. This is, as we get ready to read, and, you know, in a nutshell, it is pretty much a possession, something that has been given to us. It says, having therefore, brethren, and it's only a certain set of people that it is addressing here, the brethren, that has this. Having therefore, since you have this in your possession, since you are that you have obtained and attained this, brethren, it said this boldness. And you know, and that's not a boldness that, again, we say that we can't manufacture ourselves. Again, this is something given. This is something that has been translated to us, have been handed down to, been communicated to us in a very unique way. And we're going to open up this a little bit more. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to do what? What kind of boldness? Boldness, this authority, this confidence. To enter, you know, to always go into a building, you must grab a door handle, open the door, and then go over the threshold of the door and through the threshold of the door to enter in. So like last time I ministered before the saints, you know, I was really honing on this thing called in. What is in us? The word tells us the outward man is perishing. And we know this. We have a testimony. We wake up each and every day and we know that we're that one day older. And from an hour from now, we're going to be 1 hour older. Yeah, this outward man is perishing. But we, brethren, that has this possession of boldness, we have this, trying to use, we have this ability. We've been given this ability. We've been given entrance. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter to what? Into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Being washed, being cleansed, that blood of Jesus gives us this boldness, this blood that has washed us, made us white as snow. It was a key to allow us to go through the door when Yeshua said he is the door. And he allow you to come into him and he into you. But you know, only the brethren have been given this boldness, been having given this entrance, have been given this grace and this mercy to walk into, to be allowed to come into. The holiest, that's where when we've been studying about the tabernacle and the temple, the holiest where is where the Almighty, the Elohim, the Most High is dwelling. That's his dwelling place. And that's a beautiful thing that we have been given entrance, you know, by the shed blood of Yeshua himself, which it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren and to shed this blood out of love. You know, I'm almost lost for words when it comes, you know, to really, really trying to keep it simple tonight. Really try to keep it on the simple, that my brothers and sisters can understand, because I know there are new people coming into this, and I try to keep it, you know, base, as much as I can, because, you know, there is a part of me that really wants to get into the meat of it. But I understand, you know, some of us might be here able to, you know, to really chew the meat. But I still got to understand also in the room might be others that are just still on the milk. So I'm trying to, you know, to stay by the help of the Spirit to a point of understanding where everybody is edified. And that's my heart's desire, that everybody will have a takeaway from this, that everybody, you know, will have something, you know, to really strengthen them throughout the week. Because we're here to, you know, to build up one another, to uplift one another. And a lot of us are just now coming into us and starting to, this, you know, just starting to, the scales are starting to fall off our eyes to really know who we are and to really embrace who we are. You know, and here, you know, this is an embracing, you know, I desire that my brothers and sisters would embrace even this, you know, this boldness that has been given to us, you know, to come into the presence of the Most High Yah. I mean, that is an honor. I mean, that is, whew, what can you say? By the blood of Jesus? Now let's go to Ephesians. We'll hold our place there in Hebrews chapter 10. And let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 11. Then we'll get a reflection here. A reflection here. You know, like Pastor said yesterday, every one of us, well, you know, we've had a taste of pagan holidays in times past. You know, so we can understand what's going on in that realm because we're not ignorant of that. But praise Yah. But Ephesians 2:11, it says, "Wherefore remember that ye," talking to brethren here. This is a letter to the Ephesians at Ephesus. He said, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles," how? In, notice that word there. It's just a small word that gets passed over so many times, but it has a lot of depth to it. It really brings things into clarity for me, and I hope it will for you. You know, like Pastor said yesterday, when you read all that he had you and wanted us to read, to go over, take your time with it. Meditate on each verse. I implore you to start meditating on each word and really ask the Spirit to really minister to you. Because this meditation and really, you know, taking the word and really savoring it and really starting to, you know, get the nutrients, really on the spiritual palate of your tongue, really start tasting how good this word is. And the only way that really can be obtained is to really, you know, it's like food in the natural. I know many of us had some dishes, had some, you know, certain types of food that first bite we took was like, wow. You know, it tasted so good and so succulent and so rich that every next bite we would take our time to chew it up to really relish and harness what was the fullness of that food. And I think that's the way we should do with this word, is to really, really meditate on it and to chew it and to really ingest it. Praise Yah, praise Yah. But Ephesians 2 says, "Wherefore remember," many of us have this remembrance, "that ye being in time," that's done past, "when you were Gentiles," how were you Gentiles? "In the flesh. And you were called the uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands." And we will not go into circumcision and uncircumcision. I'm going to keep our thought here with Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, of entering into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus. But it is calling us to remember in times past when we were Gentiles in the flesh. Ephesians 2:12, that at that time, at time past when you were Gentiles in the flesh, ye were without Christ. You were being aliens from the commonwealth. You were a stranger. You were someone on the outside because you were Gentiles in the flesh. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without Yah, when you were in, notice that word, in the world, when you were in the flesh. And when you were in the world, you was without Yah. And you was without Christ. That's cut plain and simple. But in Ephesians 2:13, but now, in, that word again, two-letter word, but it's very pivotal. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, now you are made nigh. How? By the blood of Christ. That sacrifice? That one that knew no sin, but became sin for us? That he would take that body, that he behooved to be made like unto his brethren. Suffer and be tempted in all points as we are. And we've got to remember that. Because he is our escape. He has always provided a way of escape. We're talking about boldness to enter into the holiest of all. We got to remember we have boldness to enter. And that boldness encompasses it. And any time we're not the ones that are committed to sin. But if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. An advocate became an advocate because of that precious blood that he spilled for us. That he took the life out of that body that was on that tree. That he actually, a sinless body, to have all the sins, iniquities, and transgressions of us put on that body. Because it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. And this is a letter to the Hebrews. He and I will iterate, who are the Hebrews? The ones that have been given to Yeshua. You'll read that in Hebrews chapter 2. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And made nigh by his blood. His blood. His blood. Ephesians 2:14, for he is our peace. Who is our peace? Yeshua. He is our peace. So any peace we're going to have in this walk is going to be him. It's going to come from him. It's going to emanate from him. He's going to be the genesis of our peace. So I'm talking about this boldness to enter. The people of Yah should not have any more fear to enter into the presence of Yah. Because, you know, it's by his blood we cleanse. You know, if we have sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We know the power of the blood, how it is able to wash us and to cleanse us. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And I talked about that middle wall or partition that was between us, talking about that veil that was keeping us out of the presence of Yah. Because anytime, you know, we've got to enter into the sanctuary, we've got to go through the sanctuary to enter into the holiest. But at that time, at that worldly sanctuary, that temple, that tabernacle was on this earth, it had a curtain that was separating the soul from the spirit. You remember a while back, Pastor talked about the nefesh, talking about in twain, one new man, talking about this veil really has a lot of more significance to what happened, the reason why it was erected the way it was erected. It had a purpose. It had a plan. It had a testimony to it. There was a reason for it to be there all that time. All that time from the time that Moses was given the pattern to him in the mountain, and he brought it down to the mountain, and then the children of Israel collectively together and by the wisdom of Yah erected this tabernacle, and then Moses sanctified it and purified it with blood, and then Yah come down into the holiest of all to dwell in the midst of his people. But at that time, there was only one allowed to enter once a year, a high priest. And he had to be very careful. He had to be clean. He had to be sinless. He had to give offerings for the people and for himself.